does playing with Blake Wheeler help you come along as a hockey player?
Well, it's been great. You know, learning from him on the ice, off the ice. You know, he's our captain of our team and our leader, and one of our best players. So every day, you just, you know, you try to learn as much as you can from that guy.
You step right back into that role on the top line, and looks like not only you haven't missed a beat, but you guys look better than ever. How did that, I guess, stint on the fourth line or moving down the lineup, how has that maybe changed? Blake says, you know, sees you as a totally different player since you've been down there and come back.
I just try to play the same game, no matter who I'm playing with. You know, playing with lots of speed and, you know, creating havoc. And, you know, whether you're playing first or fourth line, you know, you got to make the most of when you're on the ice. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to focus on every night.
Did it give you a little bit of a chip on the shoulder, though?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, if you're given that much ice time, you got to, you know, prove something out there and work that much harder. And, yeah, you got to be good every night.
After this game, of all the times this year that Blake Wheeler's set up one of his teammates, one of his line mates, with kind of a bit of an empty net goal, it's kind of two for you tonight. What's the trick to kind of getting lost in the weeds and getting in that position when he's got the puck?
Yeah, you just, you know, you got to move in the offensive zone. And for me, it's, you know, with those two guys, if you get it open just a little bit, they'll find you. They, you know, they hold on the pucks so well down low, and such great vision. So if I'm trying to lose my man a little bit, he'll get it to me.
How much did your success in the stretch drive last year with the Moose help the confidence to score at this level this year?
Yeah, it was great down there. The whole coaching staff, starting with Pascal Vincent, you know, did a lot of video and helped me, and you know, playing with like Cormier down there, and, you know, just doing the little things that up here it's you got to do every day. And every game to, you know, stay in the lineup and, you know, be productive.
Speaking of, you've learned playing alongside Blake for a lot of this year.
Just, you got to bring it every shift. You can't take anything off. And, you know, if you have a bad night, it's, you know, it's the NHL. They got good players on their other team as well. So you can't take anything for granted.
A lot of talk that Jets could be in the market for a top six forward. I mean, are you trying to show that you can be that guy and they don't need to trade for a top six forward?
I'm not worried about that personally. I'm just, you know, coming to the rink every day and try to get better and work on my game and, you know, focus on that.
What does it mean to hit that 20-goal mark in your first full year?
It's good, but, you know, I'm really focused on, you know, the team right now. It's, you know, it's nice that I'm producing, but more importantly, the team's winning.
Which part of your game has grown the most over the course of this year?
I'm sorry?
Which part of your game has grown the most over the course of this year?
I think consistency and bringing it every night, and it's such a little thing, but, you know, being on the puck, everybody talks about, but, you know, taking the extra stride, it's, you know, it creates a loose puck, and I think using my speed, I can do that pretty much every shift.
Do